Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
National Guard troops arriving in New Orleans today to help secure the city's New Year's Eve celebrations, 1 year after the deadly attack on Bourbon Street. CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace.
Hundreds of Guard members will help with road closures around the French Quarter and other locations. Troops were also in the Big Easy earlier this year for Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl. Chris Wolf works security for the Bourbon Street nightclub, The Beach on Bourbon.
I don't think it hurts to have some National Guard guys out here. I mean, somebody did it once, doesn't mean that they won't do it again, or at least try.
New Orleans police say the Guard troops will not be involved in the ongoing immigration enforcement in the city. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
So 350 members of the National Guard called to New Orleans and called upon by Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, ultimately approved by President Donald Trump. The Guard troops are going to focus primarily in the French Quarter and Bourbon Street area. Not a surprise there, it's the hub of activity in New Orleans. But the deployment is expected to last for a couple of months. Think about the major events they have in New Orleans, beginning with New Year's, then you've got the Sugar Bowl, and then you have Mardi Gras, which is like a month-long celebration in and of itself. So you've got some major events here in the first 2 months of the calendar year, and the governor down there is saying, we'll take all the help we can get. If this helps deter violent activity, we are all for it. So it's going to be at least a 2-month deployment in New Orleans.
Speaking of New Year's Eve, the big ball getting dropped tomorrow in Times Square, but they're testing things out today. Crews hoisting up the 130-foot pole, and they'll light up all the LEDs. There's about 32,000 of them that make up the Waterford crystals on the big New Year's Eve ball, so they'll get those lit up today. They'll even do a dry run. They'll drop the ball this afternoon, kind of make sure everything's working just perfectly ahead of tomorrow's big countdown. Of course, the New Year's Eve tradition in Times Square started all the way back in 1907. So again, a lot of people will be tuning in, and thousands of people going to be in Times Square for that tomorrow. But there's a lot of other fun things happening around the country as well. Dozens of other places in the U.S. are going to ring in 2026. And there are some quirky different things that happen. Everything from different assortments of fruits, vegetables, different creations that different cities like to celebrate with. A couple of interesting ones here in Wisconsin, up in Plymouth. They do the giant cheese wedge drop to kick in the new year. Huh. Also, Door County, they will drop a giant cherry to bring in 2026. So kind of a different tradition, some of those here in Wisconsin. There are some other weird ones across the country as well. They do a pine cone drop in Flagstaff, Arizona. There's a big conch shell that comes down in Key West, Florida.
Okay.
Pennsylvania's got kind of a few different bizarre ones in Pennsylvania. They do a bologna drop in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I don't know if that's where bologna was created or something, but they drop bologna there. There's a pickleball drop in Dillsburg, and then also they do a potato chip drop in Lewistown, Pennsylvania.
I'm guessing these are all life-size or just gigantic versions of the original, right?
I've seen some pictures, yes. They are pretty large.
I mean, it's just one potato chip or one pine cone. Like, is anybody going to really see that?
Well,
you got to go big.
It doesn't really have much of an effect if it's just one. Yeah, no, but it's some different weird, quirky ways to ring in the new year.
See, I think I'd rather see some of those than do the actual New York thing.
The New York thing
seems like a mess to me.
It seems like a lot. It's a lot of people, a lot of congestion. I would rather just watch that on TV.
Yeah, I know what you're saying out there. Greg, you're getting old. Come on, where's your sense of adventure? No, when I was in my early 20s, that seemed like a terrible idea.
I believe one of our teammates has gone to New York for the ball drop on New Year's Eve, and they said it was not the greatest experience.
Well, the bathroom situation is, that could be kind of a mess.
That could be complicated.
And it's not warm either.